Hi there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the A Minute to Midnight show. I'm Tony and I'm coming to you from New Zealand. And with me today, I have Andre from Spiritual Logic for Truth. And Andre, I'm not sure, is this the first time we've done one this year? I think it is so far. You were a guest a lot last year, but maybe this is our first one for the year.
Yeah, this is our first time in 2026, the crazy world we're living in. So I'm looking forward to playing a little catch up, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah, and I always enjoy our conversations, and I'm sure today will be the same because we've certainly got a ton of things we can cover. There's never a dull moment in the world at the moment, that's for sure. By a dull moment doesn't necessarily mean a comfortable or good things happening, but yeah, it's just there's exactly. Always something. So right. Yeah, welcome back and tell us where you want to begin.
Yeah, my name is Andre from Spiritual Logic for Truth on YouTube. So y'all can catch me over there, have a backup channel following Christ Forever. I want to start with this, the political simulation. I want to let people know that we're in spiritual warfare. You know, this has always been spiritual warfare, a satanic agenda where sin and wickedness that comes through the heart of man has established corrupt systems that deceived spiritually blind people trust in wrongly. And I think that with Trump and all world leaders, which we know there's already a one world government that is established. And I want to lay some groundwork because people don't understand that there's this illusion of sovereign nations. There's this illusion of that every country is in control. But, you know, one thing that COVID did was reveal that there's already a world government established. It just went public recently. And I don't know if you saw this, but J.D. Vance did an interview with Megyn Kelly where he was announcing the one world order, the new world order over and over again. I mean, he said it. I don't know if I can. Maybe I'll send you the clip where he said it, but he said it over and over again, establishing a new world order. And now it's so out in your face. It's so. And I honestly believe that Trump is the chaos magician, that they're using him to make it public. Now, I don't give. Some people say Trump is the Antichrist, and I understand your views. I understand why people would say that. There's a lot of prophetic things happening. But remember, everything is promoted in deception and sign, lines, and wonders. So we have to wait and see. But they're using Trump to make this public. He's the entertainer. He is the reality show president that entertains you and kind of galvanizes people who are just so enamored with celebritism and Hollywood to keep people involved in this sham, this political simulation, which the left-right paradigm in the U.S. doesn't exist, all right? It's a Freemasonic system framed based on idealism. They're selling you an illusion of choice, the illusion of influence, that somehow your participation can affect what they've already scripted and selected and established for your life. And for me speaking, I see it as idolatry. I see it as you showing that you trust in man and you trust in the world and you just believe whatever they say. And we know that John D. Rockefeller indoctrinated young people, specifically in the U.S. at young ages, to just believe whatever comes through government institutions and under government authority and agencies. And people just think that these people can do no wrong, that their numbers, their statistics are accurate, and these people actually care about you. So I just wanted to start there. Anything you want to jump in before
this is it. I mean, there are people divided along two lines. You know, there are those that absolutely hate Trump and largely pro the Democratic side in America. And then there are those that absolutely love Trump and believe he's God's man. And, you know, you've seen, I'm sure, those memes with an angel or Jesus above Trump holding his hand as he's writing things and all, and that, which is idolatry.
Yes.
But people have to realize that just if we're saying that Trump is not God's man for good. I mean, God's using him in a sense to achieve his purposes. But if we're saying that, we're not saying, oh, you should have voted for Kamala Harris or somebody else because the Democrats are better. Because no, right. They're not. They're all part of the same machine. Only Trump was chosen, I believe, for this particular period of time because he has the characteristics they need to get the job done that they wanted to do. And under the Democrats, they had a different set of things they wanted to achieve. The puppet masters, the controllers, and the role of the Democrats achieving what they needed at that point was done, and they had Trump set up, always wanted him there, and the whole narrative to make him seem like an outsider was a construct, and that he was always part of this globalist machine and is achieving what they want at a rapid fashion right now. And people need to realize that if you're still caught up in this left-right paradigm, and you know it's a deception, as you're trying to say, Andre, but it's not just in America, it's everywhere. And yeah, there's so much, you know, just and you mentioned the media, and then I'll throw it back to you, but a classic case today at the moment in Canada, there was a school shooting, another transgender shooter, you know, killed, I think, 10 people, and yet the media is just calling it a gun person. You know, they won't come out and say that it was a transgender, a male pretending or trying to be a female, but the guy's uncle has said that's who it is, you know. So that's it. The media will only pump out, and particularly in Canada, because, you know, they're still pro all that DEI stuff. And and so the media will just feed you whatever they want anyway. So I'll throw it back to you.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we saw the same thing with the Charlie Kirk narrative. We saw the same thing where they're polarizing people in the left-right paradigm. You know, the left are the blue-head liberals, and the conservatives are just as wicked, but they disguise themselves, and they hide under a false religion, and they act like they have this moral dogma that is just superficial illusion. You know, they're all wicked. There's only one party. And like you eloquently said, all presidents, the entire world leader system, not just presidents in the U.S., but the entire system are puppets of satanic puppets who are placed there, who are selected for strategic purposes of, basically deceiving people who are already deceived. And when I mean already deceived, they already are enamored with the world. They trust the world. They think that this worldly identity is the end all and be all. And they're blind to the true cause of evil in the world, which is the sin that exists in everyone who's not placed their faith in Christ. The unregenerate man with his unregenerate heart does evil. He's controlled by his appetites, his worldly ambitions and desires to get rich, to be wealthy. It will kill, steal, and destroy, like it says in John 4:4, where does all the fighting and warring come from? It comes from the warring of the lust that's in your members. You desire to have, you cannot get, and you fight and you kill to get these things to feed your appetites. And see, only Christ by faith can set us free from that, that we can see the sin in ourselves and be set free by the Holy Spirit to actually see the sin in the world. And once Christ sets you free, he also sets you free from believing the lies, the deceptions, the illusions, the dialectics, the paradigms, and the simulation of politics altogether. That's why when people truly come to Christ, they see it all as evil. Like it says in the Bible, 1 John 5:19, we are from God, but the whole world lies in wickedness. And interestingly, you brought up this the shooting, right? Because this is the grab of power and control where we have to be in the surveillance, everything digital ID. You know, this ties into the ICE raids, right? Let me tell you something about this ICE thing, right? So in the left-right paradigm, you have the right that says, oh, we need ICE, get these illegals out, right? And then you got the left that says, the ICE raids are arresting American citizens and da-da-da. And let me tell you, these wicked people have a wicked solution to satisfy both people in the left-right paradigm lie. Digital ID. And let me explain. Digital ID will be promoted to end the ICE raids. You know, everybody will be tracked. Everybody will be traced. Everything will be gatekept. You have to scan your ID to move around, to have access to do everything. So there'll be like real-time 24-hour surveillance. And then for the people, and that's going to be promoted to end the ICE raids, right? And it's also going to be promoted to end illegal immigration, because that's the truth. The same government, the one party, that not two parties, allow worldwide migration into countries to destabilize the social, the society, to destabilize the economy, to create fighting and distrust and all of that. That was social engineering 101. Get people fighting each other, they'll be blind to how the government is pulling the strings behind the scenes, right? And so this is the age-old problem, reaction, solution. That's why when we say this is a spiritual battle, that if you're blinded by your own wickedness and your own deceived heart, then you're going to be blind to the macro deception. And this is all to lead blind people, spiritually dead and blind people, to submit to a Freemasonic satanic system of authority that we call politics. And it's a simulation. So we can jump in a little bit.
Just before moving off that, maybe that shooting, thinking things that were coming to my mind just then were, the fact that, well, you had another transgender shooter. Now, how many has that been in the last year or so? Before that, everything was promote the trans agenda and you couldn't speak out against it. And then all of a sudden that's flipped to having all these transgender shooters. Exactly. Something's weird going on there. But then you'll see, I'm sure, that Canada will come out with a lobby saying we need to do something even more to tighten gun control laws that will, mm-hmm. There was a shooting in Australia, that Bondi Beach one. In Australia, they've come down and clamped hard on their already hard gun laws and said, right, you're going to restrict the number of guns you can have and the amount of ammunition. And if you're not an Australian citizen, you can't have guns in Australia. Whereas, say, you could be a New Zealander in Australia before with them. Now, they were do away with that. So in New Zealand right now, we're going through a select committee on new, gun regulations, things, which could at this point, because it's not in place yet, it could theoretically make the gun laws more lenient in New Zealand because we're still nowhere near as harsh as Australia. Or it could follow the Australian model and say we've got to limit the number of guns because you have to be a registered, have a license in New Zealand to legally have guns anyway. And most of the shootings come from people that don't have a license. But so they, it could go that way. But there's a committee at the moment, with recommendations that will go before the government. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with that, because in New Zealand we've actually got a chance right now to roll back some of the gun restrictions. But of course, then the other side will go, look at what's happened in Canada. There's, so we've got to be more tight. Obviously, we've got to stop all these shootings, so we need to take more, the guns away from people and all that. And I see that as part of that Hegelian dialectic solution that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You set up this thing to happen so that then you have to bring more controls in and a digital ID and various other things, all about we've got to make people safe, we've got to keep you safe, we've got to stop criminals, but really it's like they really should be saying, we just want to surveil you, we want more control, we don't want the freedom level, but they doctor it up as some level of freedom. And the same thing is happening with other things in America. You've got the explosion of AI stuff under Trump, and that's getting real scary what AI is coming up with. And I can see that's going to go to a level where AI will, and robots and things, is going to be trying to gain total control over all the human race and over everything that goes on the earth. And Trump and that administration with all these billionaires currently are being used to further that satanic agenda and get everyone on board with this whole AI and robots thing.
Yeah, I mean, man, you on it, man. Before we get to the AI, I'm gonna deal with the gunplay, the gun law thing. So you wrote up the gun registration, and what people don't understand, everything that requires you to register, to have a certificate or a license, is going to be replaced by digital ID. That's going to be so they're saying, well, the only way we can control guns is that we need to have a database, the Palantir database, that's going to basically put all the data that we have on people. And every time you go to do anything, you're going to be flagged in their AI models, their AI systems. And it's going to, denote who has a gun, who's a gun owner, who does this. Are you keeping up with this? And they can say, to keep you safe, we need to know everything about everybody. Yeah. And we need to find all the people who are gun owners, who are this, that, and the other, and we need to control them. And like you brought up with the liberal agenda, right? Well, of course, the government, and I say government, not left, right, but the entire government celebrated and promoted immorality legally just so it could destabilize the moral fabric of society.
Yeah.
Just so it can cause the problems, and then they can promote through this false conservative movement this false solution on the right, which says, well, here we're ending all of this, but how are they, what is their plan to end it? AI, digital ID, blockchain ledger that controls everything of you, 15-minute smart cities. This whole digital control grid is the end game with all of this. And it's a transhumanist overlay where they're going to say, because once what people don't realize about digital ID is that once they make digital ID is just everything is collecting data and consolidating data in their databases. And what they're going to have to do is to keep this data secure under their narrative. They're going to say, well, you know, your biometrics of fingerprints and facial recognition scanners and all this stuff is not secure, you know? And so that's why Elon Musk is mass producing computer brain interfaces. And let me tell you how crazy this gets since you brought up AI, right? Imagine the way Bill Gates already said the way that people do cell phones is going to change. And let me tell you the way you do computers. So they don't want people for national security or cyber terrorism agenda narratives to use computers and phones the traditional way, right? They want to use computer brain interfaces where they see that your brain waves are the only thing unique and random enough that they can't be cloned or nobody can hack into, right? So imagine to use your computer and your phone, you have some electronic tattoo or some brain implant or some brain overlay. It doesn't have to be implantable. They're going to offer like tattoos or digital quantum dot tattoos or whatever to put on your head and not just in, because, you know, let's be real, the nanobots that people have floating around in them are already going to be activated, creating microchips. And people don't realize that's going to help build these circuits within people. And this is the transhumanist agenda that people don't want to talk about. But again, they promote this evil so that Trump and his rhetoric, notice they're using Trump to kind of lead the world, right? Yeah. They're using Trump at the Davos 2026. Yeah. He was a keynote speaker. He's leading the world in this conservative movement to stop the evil, you know.
Yeah.
Per their narrative, it's insane, you know.
The crazy thing is that I believe, being a satanic agenda overall, that humans will lose control of this AI, and that's where I see it becoming the full-on beast system, the image of the beast and all of that at some point. And it's already getting that way. You know, Elon Musk talks about singularity and all of that type of thing, where AI will supersede human intelligence and will begin to accelerate faster than humans can keep up with. And I think that's really starting to happen. There's weird things going on in the world of AI, what AI is actually doing, creating their own religion in a sense and things like that, which I believe – it gives Satan the perfect chance to control it and use that to control humans. So once they interface humans with the system, as you're mentioning, you know, the sky is the limit as to how the satanic control will overtake the world. And I think that's where it's heading. You know, I think Jesus will return before it gets to the full-blown end of it. But there's some... terrible stuff to happen. Exactly.
So. Yeah. You know, it's interesting that when Trump did his executive order, putting the national framework of AI, removing all regulation from states. And I always believed the state hold that the state kind of regulating thing was an illusion, right? Yeah. Because they're all like the people that they plant, these governors, these mayors, they're all just puppets. They're all just puppets. And they all kind of give this the people who believe in the political system this illusion that you can influence. I tell people, specifically in the U.S., there's no such thing as a democracy or a republic. These people don't represent you, and you don't get to choose who they don't represent you, and you don't get to choose who represents you. It's just no democratic republic nonsense. That's just idealism, right? And there's a presuppositional fallacy about how people view the world that people think the world cares about them and that the world is forthcoming with telling the truth. Like when we look at this Epstein situation, right? And I tell people, like, of course we know that all mainstream politicians, all Hollywood execs, all big corporate leaders are all part of the satanic cabal. That should have been, you know, ABC information. We shouldn't even be shocked that, you know, the Clintons and the Trumps and Elon and everybody. I mean, they even had Richard Dawkins. I mean, not Richard Dawkins. What's the smartest man? Stephen Hawking. They had all these people, you know, and it's the Freemasonic network, the the Rothschild network that we've been talking about for a long time. These people are in these positions of authorities, not because they're qualified, not because they're smart, because they've been chosen as figureheads and puppets of the real puppeteers, the real leaders of these governments, of these banks, these owners of these systems. And these people are just placed here to give you the illusion that you can interface with this, right? They're giving you this illusion that somehow you can interface, you can interact in the political system as long as they cater to you. Why do you think entertainment and feeding the masses garbage is such a vital distraction for why people can't see what's happening? Because as long as the government and the media, the Operation Mockingbird Media, CIA program that was started in the, I forget exactly when it started, 75, I believe, when they said that the CIA was paying, first of all, they were paying people and they were planting people like Anderson Cooper. You know, people say he's a Vanderbilt and he interned at the CIA, the CIA. But I honestly believe he was there, in my personal opinion, just like with Tucker Carlson. It wasn't just his father who worked for the CIA. He admitted, and I did this on the stream on my channel, where he openly interviewed to be in operations in the CIA. But he said, and then he tried to catch himself. Do you really believe he got the job and that the whole media is the CIA? That these people, this whole journalist and editorial things are just CIA agents disguised as media, right? To control and shape the narrative and the perception of what we see in the world. And it's why that this is vital, because they don't want you to think outside of the left-right paradigm, the dialectic. Like I was bringing up the ICE thing, right? They want you to be pro-ICE or pro-illegal immigration instead of seeing that the same world government is controlling both. And they want to feed you in a system where you have to only believe and trust in their people and their fake system that requires your worship. Because I tell people, every 4 years in the U.S., people are bowing down at the altar of the voting booth. You're worshiping these leaders. You're trusting in them. You're hoping that their words are true and that they care about you. That kind of trust is only for God, right? And when you trust in God, you trust his word and you trust what he says about the world, that you should not love the world or anything in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do not be conformed to the world, but be renewed in your mind so that you can know what the acceptable, perfect will of God. Do not be friendship with the world. If any man is a friend of the world, he's an enemy of God, right? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but expose them. And so what we find ourselves doing as believers is that we express our faith in everything we do, how we build families, how we build communities, how we conduct business, how we build para economies, how we love each other, how we serve each other. That is how we are light and salt of the world, not being involved in the satanic Freemasonic simulation that requires you to trust and to worship people and satanic people in the satanic system that offers you this idealistic, non-existent framework that doesn't exist. You have to believe that your vote counts. You have to believe that these people care about you. All of that is the faith that should only go to Christ. And so it's really sad about what's really happening in the world. And it's really sad. Like I told people, 5.55 billion people as of 2023 put something in their bloodstream because the government told them so. I looked at the official number that they said, and I believe it based on how I can see the cognitive dissonance in people. 5.55 billion people took at least one dose of the you-know-what as of 2023 when they stopped actually recording and gathering data. Who knows how many people have done it now, because now they got the flu is mRNA, the MMR is all the other so-called procedures are now mRNA. So people are still putting this in their bodies under the guise of them trusting in the Rockefeller Big Pharma Kia industry, while they're setting the stage to promote another pandemic, because there's something going around because of what they're spraying in the air, because of the frequencies and all that other stuff that's causing symptoms in people.
That's very interesting points there, Andre. And you mentioned the Epstein files in amongst that. I mean, there is just so much darkness in that, in the millions of pages. But do you notice how they redact so many people's names? And they're saying, mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's not going to be sufficient evidence or such things to prosecute. Shouldn't be any prosecutions coming from this. And yet when you look at what's in those files, it's like, how can you not put all these dots together and prosecute someone, unless, of course, they're all part of that same machine and they just want to silence the whole thing down. Maybe a few low-level people they can get rid of or whatever. But if people that are really big in this thing are implicated, they have to kind of ring fence the whole thing, because it doesn't matter if you're on the left or on the right, if you're a royal, right, if you're a whatever, they're all sort of mentioned. And to be honest, I'm not even convinced that the man that was found hung in the cells was even Epstein, to be honest, or whether he even hung. There's some evidence that the person may have been strangled, and that it wasn't even Epstein, and he could be off somewhere on, you know, some island or whatever, you know.
On another island. Or his, you know, I was thinking about the Epstein. Imagine the amount of power a man has to have where the so-called most powerful people in the world come to your island and they're under your authority of your island. I mean, this Epstein character, we don't really know who he really is. Mm. And why they choose now to make this the main topic while Trump, I saw something on the justice.gov, right? It was on Twitter about their site, and they say, well, now they're discrediting the claims of the Epstein files, right? Now they're just literally saying that they're just claiming that it's not true and all of this. And this is the point I have about the whole system. It's like, it all depends on you giving it the authority that it claims and that it boasts, that it's caring about telling you the truth about something, that these agencies are actually out here investigating and all that. That's all the simulation. Mm. From the beginning of the balance of power, it was never about that. You know, the legislative, judicial, and executive branches, people believe that that's to keep people in check. No, that's to give you the illusion that it's in check. This is all moving exactly where they wanted it to move. The whole ancient Babylonian mystery school religion has been moving from civilization to civilization.
Yeah.
Carving up from Rome to Egypt to Babylon. All these societies have been all moving to one thing, bringing the world together under the satanic agenda, you know, and leading people to think that, you know, that when you think about the bloodline families that have been around for probably thousands of years, moving in the background, those are the people who already control. They are the people who send their people over to different countries to set up these governments and these world leaders. And they cloak all of this under geopolitics, right? It's all cloaked under geopolitics, and people just buy into it. And now that we can see how fake it is and how many times, I mean, if COVID didn't wake you up to that the world doesn't care about you and will tell you anything, I mean, I don't know what will. I mean, 9/11 was bad enough, and it was all to, you know, justify why they need to, you know, do all these extra measures of security and biometrics and digital ID authentication, you know, identify yourself, show yourself, prove yourself, you know, the Tax Revenue Act of 1913, you need certificates to get married, to own land, to do everything. The Social Security card was brought under the Great Depression, where, you know, for you to gain access to resources and services, you had to be identified in their database under a certain number, turning you into this living barcode system. And all of this is just people giving away our God-given right to exist in communal, family-oriented, you know, societies, and being under this governance in this system that offers nothing but lies, deceptions, and illusions, you know, stripping away your rights, exploiting wickedness that lives in people that they celebrate. Remember, the government allows immorality only to bring their false solutions. You know, they will tell you that it's okay. They'll let illegal immigration happen. They'll let the LGBT agenda happen. They'll let violence progress. They will allow feminism, all these things that cause problems with people, because they don't want people to come together under God's design of family and community, where we're fighting each other. The men hate the women hate the men, and everybody's is bowing down to government to fix the problem. That they see, instead of going to God with the symptoms of spiritually dead people, people are now replacing God with government. And government is going to usher in the beast system. And when you talk about the AI, the image of the beast, this whole infrastructure is going to be a form of worship where, you know what, we have to trust that their system is the only way to keep you safe. You have to trust in their system through compliance and conformity as the only way to stop any problems in society. It's not an issue of your heart. It's an issue of not being assimilated. You see what I'm saying? Like when you, the Bible says it's an issue of your heart, which means that we have to acknowledge that what God has done to set us free from being a slave to sin, and that his spirit can now dwell in us and we can be in him and live for him for eternal life. But no, they want to make it an issue of assimilation. You need to do what they're telling you to do. Everybody needs to have these digital ID, this quantum dot technology, this transhumanist philosophy of putting stuff in, on, and around your body, engaging in the system, scanning the QR code. You know, one thing COVID did was bring up the QR code thing and all these little scanning and simplifying. It's packaged as convenience and efficiency, but it actually is just giving all your, it's digitizing you and turning your identity into a product for the government to control, you know?
Yeah, totally. And what scares me about it, well, not scares me, I guess isn't the right thing to say, is because I believe God's in control and we don't need to be scared. Afraid. You know, so I probably use the wrong words to say that there. But what I'm really watching with interest, whilst knowing that God's in control and Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But what I see is Satan basically setting up a system of control that these people, these billionaires, these bloodline families that you mentioned that have been around for a long, long time, generation after generation, and they believe that they have the right to be the rulers, you know, that they're the ruling class kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I see Satan has them all fooled into thinking, for them to think that they're in control of this. And, you know, and what's going to happen, I think, quite likely, is this whole beast thing with AI and robots and that will get so out of control that man's control, not out of Satan's control, but out of man's control, that these people will end up fodder for the whole machine themselves. And that when the final Antichrist system is in place, a lot of these people that thought they would be leading that are going to find that they're subject themselves to this whole thing with these. You imagine the brain implants you were talking about earlier, hooked up to the cloud and all that. You imagine if some Luciferian entity, Satan himself or one of his minions, has control over that internet, over that AI thing, out of the control of man, because we've got to singularity and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so man can't stop it, can't control it, can't switch it off anymore, which is, I think, rapidly happening. And if Satan has control of that whole system, then people that are plugged into it through the neuro implants and all that type of things, I can see why there's no turning back, why the Bible says if those who take the mark of the beast basically will end up in the lake of fire, because they've given their humanity to the beast, to the AI machine, to Satan ultimately. So that's where I kind of see this going. And you have these politicians and the media and all that pushing us in this direction without really having a clue what the end goal actually is. And I think that's Satan's end goal.
Yeah, and when it comes to the mark of the beast, I tell people the mark of the beast is twofold, right? First of all, to reject Jesus, you know, it begins with rejecting Jesus, because for you to worship the beast in his image, you have to reject Jesus. Yeah. And so that's the spiritual component, but the buying and selling component part that it interfaces you and engages you in the economy is where this technology and this artificial intelligence, I tell people, I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I just know that everybody who embraces this stuff is going to reject Jesus, and they're going to worship the beast in his image. And that's going to be expressed as you taking, you know, any kind of technological, physical / spiritual mark, and however it comes together, it's going to, you're renouncing Christ and you're just worshiping the beast. It's going to be you giving away your soul to move in this world in that system. And again, I don't, you know, tell people that I know exactly how that's going to work. There's a lot of room for things to happen much differently than any of us can think.
Yeah.
But I do know that if these people are even people, like you brought up a good point about Satan's involvement, and we can't even trust that some of these people are even people. We don't know what, and I know people don't like to say that, but this is the reality of the world. I mean, we see the rituals, we see these, you know, what was in the files, and we know this stuff was already happening. We didn't need the files to tell us what people were doing, but there's some extreme wickedness going on that we don't know if these entities or demons or fallen angels or whatever are already among us. And what capacity are they among us? Because remember, Jesus talked about the wheat and the tares, and he says the enemy has sown these tares. The devil has sown these tares. And so whatever that means, I'm sure we're going to hope. Unfortunately, we'll find out. But what bothers me about the whole political thing, especially specific in the U.S., is how they're now cloaking this corruption, this corrupt political system under this false veneer of false religion, this counterfeit Christianity in name only, where they got Nicki Minaj claiming that she's a Christian. She spent her whole career promoting debauchery. Now they're using Hollywood celebrities to do this fake conversion illusion to act like, to promote Trump as the man who's trying to end all kinds of Christian so-called bigotry around the world. And they got her speaking to the United Nations and Erica Kirk. And we see that we know where her ties are and all the mess she's in, and Candace Owens, all these people, you know, they're connected. And see, I think this is the CIA now entering the influencer digital media age, where it's not the news agencies like we were used to growing up. It's this digital online media that's planning, because they can reach billions of people online when they could. Everybody didn't have a TV. Everybody didn't watch TV. But now the way the internet is framed into our society, they can literally reach everybody. And I know internet started as ARPANET from DARPA DOD project, right? But I believe the internet is an AI program. I believe that because we're in Christ, it doesn't work. You know, we're not lost in it like people who are lost in the world. But look at how the internet is shaping people's ideas and how they think and what they believe. Just look at the power of virality, of trending topics, and how it's shaping people's actual perception of reality. And I think that we know the algorithm is biased and fake and controlled and all that, but people really believe that what they see and hear on the internet is real. They don't question anything. Like, I see what people see on the internet. You know, I'm not saying that nothing didn't happen. I'm just saying that why it happened and how it happened is where the deception. But there are some things that probably didn't happen. I mean, some of these presidential addresses look very AI generated. They look very deep faked. And we know how crazy that technology is right now on the internet, where most of the content is becoming AI generated. Yeah. You see AI generated people talking. So what level of technology does the government have, and are they already using it? Is that really President Trump? Was that even really Biden?
Yeah.
You know, we could have been deep into this AI thing for a long time, and we just don't know it. You know what I'm saying? It's just stuff to think about.
Yeah, but it's become so obvious now. Like if you go, say, on YouTube, you look at the recommended videos in your feed, how many of those are AI? It's like more AI-generated videos than real ones now, and that's happened very quickly. It wasn't like that this time last year, but now
that's
look
my
at
point.
It. Yeah.
And people are not paying attention to how rapidly you brought up how rapidly this is progressing. It's like, man, 2025, we thought that was bad. But look at how much it started in the first 2 months of 2026.
Yeah.
You know, and it's worldwide. We got PSYOP after PSYOP, you know, leading people to every country has their own left right paradigm in the political system, where people are just, you know, instead of seeing the spiritual warfare that the entire system is exploiting, you know, lost, deceived people. No, people are begging these puppet leaders to offer more lip service while they bring in more digital ID. They bring in more AI governance. They bring in more blockchain technology. And every time you beg the government, they offer more controlling digital systems that remove your sovereignty, your rights, and your freedoms. And it requires more digital authentication for you to do basic things. Like, we have to have so much authorization to do anything now. You can't go fishing without a license. You can't do anything. Your car, your house, everything is now being tokenized and We know it. Even when they talk about gold and silver, everybody's talking about the gold and silver is spiking. People forget in the U.S., they had a law under the Supreme Court where they can seize gold. And people don't realize this. The country has, they did that. They seized gold. So everybody thinking, oh, you're safe in gold and silver. And I'm not telling people what to do. You do it. Fine. But don't be surprised if the government will say they can seize it. Because they're not giving you gold, at least on that level, without you having a receipt and having to register that gold. And once it's registered and they shift this economy to whatever they want, they can also seize it. They can also tax it. They can do whatever they want with it. And this is the nature of why people need to start thinking that we need to start, you know, talking about solutions, walking in our faith, realizing, and they destroyed the family unit around the world so badly that family doesn't, you know, because of political, you know, the false religion that people, everybody thinks they're Christian. They have nothing to do with the Bible and all of this false teaching and all this. The family unit biblically is pretty much destroyed. They have everybody in this hyper individualistic outside of your spouse and your children, your immediate family. You know, the network of family that used to be an insulating factor against economic collapse, against people, you know, used to have family businesses and create economic foundations. All that stuff is gone. And for the most part, and it's like few and far between. But that's why people didn't have to go work for corporations or government institutions to work, because family was God's way and God's foundation for us to not have to conform to the world, to not have to go assimilate to digital ID. And we could have these, but people gave that up. You know, people wanted to live in the city, the farm life, the simple life, the rural life where people had to work in their own communities. That was too hard. People want this microwave living. And look at what it cost us now. You know, we see it's the chickens have come home to roost, and we see the problem of not having that communal familiar foundation in a world that is requiring you to give away your very rights and freedom and sovereignty to gain access, to participate in the economy, to do basic things. It's really a tragedy. And I just, you know, I pray that people come to Christ, because only he can set you free from sin, that you can see just how deceptive and how deep this evil, this strong delusion is at this level, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And I was just thinking at the end there as you were speaking that I saw something, read it earlier this morning, that the leading cause of death for the seventh year in a row over the world is abortion. I think 73 or 75 million people last year died from abortion. That's the number one leading cause of death. And wow. And that's only, but that's because people's hearts are wicked and have gone against God's principles, and that's exactly a real exactly example of it.
Yeah, and it's us seeing it for ourselves, just how sin is the problem. And government wants you to focus, you know, on a particular type of person based on, you know, skin color or gender or class. Although there are wicked people in each category, but there are also people who are in Christ in each category. Yeah. It's not, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And people need to understand that's where the warfare is. This is a warfare against sin that only Christ can set you free from and prepare you for his appearing. You know, we are right at this stage right now where we're preparing ourselves for the appearing of Christ. We're proclaiming the gospel. We're loving and serving each other through family and community. And we are expressing our faith in how we treat one another and how we do things, where we don't want to engage with the unfruitful works of darkness. We don't want to do sinful things for money, but we want our lives to be conformed to Christ, that people can see Christ living in us, and that our testimony, our life will show the love of God to save sinners and what he's done to redeem us. And that's really the foundation of the, you know, of us preaching Christ, of showing his love, of offering our testimony and preaching the word, because God, you know, the word of God exposes all of what we see in the word, in the Bible, like literally, very directly. It is easy to see if you have eyes to see.
Absolutely. You know? So as we wrap up, can you once more tell our listeners where they find you online, and your different channels and things? And then if you have any last thought you want to get across, you can do that, and then we'll wrap up.
Okay, sure thing. Yeah, so my name is Andre, and I have three YouTube channels, but my main one is Spiritual Logic for Truth. Type it in there, it'll come up. My backup channel is for Following Christ Forever. Type it in there, it'll come up. And I have a Spiritual Logic Wellness channel, Health channel. You type that up, it'll come up. I have Telegram, Spiritual Logic, Rumble, Spiritual Logic. So you'll see my content and you'll see my images and my likeness everywhere. So it'll come up. And I appreciate what you're doing, Tony. This is great. We need the world to come together in Christ to expose this wickedness. This has a real effect on our lives. You know, this is, people are making decisions. I get people say, hey, what should I do about the real ID? What should I do about if the government wants you to put something in your body to keep your job? And we can't pretend that this is to have a, it's not really affecting people. You know, this is, you know, we see the job issue and the ability to make money is being limited and it's causing disenfranchisement and desperation and dissension among people because, you know, people want to take care of their families and we want to be able to have the basic needs in life. And this is where we come together. We bring awareness to the evil and it preserves the infrastructure outside of the system that we can use to still get the things we need to provide for our families and to do the basic things we need to do without compromise, without conforming, and without assimilating into some kind of technological beast system. So again, those are my final words, man. And again, thank you for having me. This is an extreme blessing to be a part of this network, worldwide network, man. Your channel people need to know. You bring people from various walks of life and we just kind of all putting our pieces together. And some people have different views, but ultimately you it's up to the individual to discern the information and how they can use it. And if you're in Christ, it will all work for good if you love God and all according and live according to his purposes. So again, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Brother Tony.
Yeah, and the same. It's always great to have you on as well. And just my final thought then, based on what you just said, is, you know, I never 100% agree with everything my guests show, or very rarely, on my show. Yeah. You know, there's always some things you think, no, that's not quite my position right, or whatever. And I'm sure it's the same with the listeners. But generally, we try to bring you the most truthful stuff that we can, yes, and people that we trust, you know, overall, even if there's some things we disagree on. So I like what Derek Prince used to say. He said, it's like eating fish. You chew the flesh and you spit out the bones. So people, exactly, you know, people need to be gracious, I think, towards each other, and, you know, comments and on the guests that I have on the show and on me, you know, whatever, though I've got a fairly thick skin when it comes to it. But, you know, folks, really, let's try not to be infighting, but use your discernment. Yeah. And when you know something's not quite right that someone says, that's fine. You know, you can admit that and see it. But also look, mm-hmm, that sometimes people have, you know, none of us has a 100% picture. So that's what, exactly, I want to say. Just like, folks, remember, we don't want to be one of those whose love grows cold, as the Bible talks about. And that's talking about Christians, by the way, when Jesus talked about, yes, people's love growing cold in the end. So that's my final thoughts. So, Andre, it was great to have you back on again. And let's try and schedule another one soon.
Definitely. All right. Thank you, man.
Cheers. Folks, also please make sure you subscribe to us at aminutetomidnight.com and our YouTube channel and Apple Podcasts and so on. And please like and share this video. We'd really appreciate that. And just a reminder too that we do rely on donations completely for running A Minute to Midnight and do greatly appreciate the people that help us out. If anyone out there is able to help us through donating, you can do that at our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And as I said, it's always greatly appreciated. And any music used in the shows I've written, played, and recorded. So God bless, and God willing, we will be back with another episode in a few days' time.